Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and special guest in the studio with me is Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. And of course, you may be listening, but you may also be watching on our WKAR News Facebook page. The Lansing Mayor just waved. And good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And, of course, we just finished talking about the Orman Park and, of course, the controversy surrounding that. The mayor says there is really no controversy. There is an investigation going on about...
But we just answered it, so yes. now they don't have to investigate.
So he says there does not need to be an investigation.
I guess I'm going to be their star witness.
I think you might be. But you heard it first here, right here on WKAR. So again, thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, we have been examining all week here on WKAR about marijuana in Michigan. And so we want to talk to you about that a little bit. So I know you've been a big supporter of medical marijuana in Michigan and the facilities and the dispensaries. So tell me your thoughts on that and where we were so long ago when this first began and where we are now. So...
Well, we have come a long way, Brooke, in Lansing. I think we have really set the tone and have an opportunity to be a model for the rest of the state, certainly in Michigan. Medical marijuana, as you know, was approved by voters many, many years ago. I voted for it. And then in Lansing, there have been one or two votes on marijuana separately that citizens put on the ballot to decriminalize marijuana and to allow small amounts of marijuana to be used on an individual basis in people's homes. So Lansing voters have spoken clearly that they want marijuana normalized, so to speak. And I think we've largely accomplished that in Lansing, actually. Dispensaries have been allowed to go on as business. I would say that we've succeeded in getting marijuana out of the shadows, to coming out into a more business-like environment and soon to be regulated environment. Many of them now are sort of self-regulating because they know what the state law says. And as the state law, it's been very cumbersome. As you know, we waited for years for the state to give us, to put some meat on the bones of the citizen initiative that was passed. So in the meantime, they proliferated the marijuana dispensaries, but the whole marijuana industry, the grow industry, and there's a lot of growing pains, by the way. There have been pains along the way. The number of dispensaries, the clustering of dispensaries
in some
areas.
How many dispensaries are there in Lansing?
Hard to say, 60 or 70.
So it's hard to tell even, a tracking system?
Well, I would think 60 or 70, okay. I would think. I mean, the market has dictated it. I mean, how many pharmacies are there?
Right.
I'm not sure how many pharmacies, how many Rite Aids, I'm not sure.
Okay.
How many marijuana dispensaries, I'm not sure. But the reason, I meant to bring some stats. I have some new stats. I asked the chief because my impression was that these marijuana dispensaries mm-hmm. are no more dangerous, if in fact safer, than banks and credit unions. So I asked him to compare banks and credit unions, crimes around banks and credit unions and pharmacies to marijuana dispensaries. And lo and behold, I was right. My hunch was right. They're safer. The marijuana dispensaries have a better track record.
As far as what? Not being broken into or?
Just general crime. Right. I asked him crime. So I've got the document. I'll have to get it to you. It's an internal document. But now that I'm talking about it, I guess it's foible. So my hunch was right that they have not decreased safety. See, a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, you know, all these dispensaries. Well, but wait a minute. You know, your hair's not on fire. Relax. What we've done is we've taken it out of the shadows. Crime is down in Lansing. Shootings are down in Lansing. So what's going on in Lansing, Brooke? My God, what's going on? We've essentially normalized certainly medical marijuana. And so we've created a lot of jobs, and there's a lot more jobs to come. So I've been trying to get the council to pass an ordinance. You know, the state finally passed their law, and I've been trying to get the council to pass a reasonable ordinance. And there's a lot that hangs in the balance now, because certainly we're going to regulate dispensaries as far as zoning, mm-hmm. okay? Zoning, just like we would anything else. But the grow industry and the production, we have the potential for tremendous more investment in dollars, millions of dollars, and thousands of jobs that are needed in Lansing that can take place. We make things in Lansing. It's in our DNA. It's what we do. And there's great potential for growth and production of medical marijuana, medibles and edibles, that would be for distribution to the state on a statewide basis. This is big business, and it is coming to Lansing if the council doesn't kill it by passing the wrong type of ordinance. And there are at least three people on council, Carol Wood, Jody Washington, and her son Adam, who would like to kill this industry in its infancy. They would like to kill it. And they would like to point to some of the problems in this growing industry. Anytime you have an industry that's in transition, This is in transition, right, from illicit to legal and regulated. And so there are some issues. There are home grow operations, which we're trying to get after.
Right.
But the way to get after them is to have big professional grow operations in industrial zones. And that will naturally get rid of the ones in the neighborhoods. I'm trying to get rid of the ones in the neighborhood anyway with our home occupation ordinance, which we're enforcing. But it's very difficult. It's a cat and mouse game.
So you're trying to shut down the home operations?
Well, the illegal ones.
Okay.
I mean, legally, under law, you're allowed to grow, you know, for yourself.
Right, if you're...
In fact, sadly, the law allows up to 72 plants, which I think is ridiculous and way too much, but the state law allows it. So we have to allow that. But what we can do is insist on safety. So what we're doing is saying, if you're going to have basically a greenhouse in your home, we're going to go in there and inspect for electrical and so on to make sure you don't burn the place down. And
so does that take a special safety commission or
no,
special...
we passed an ordinance.
Okay.
I drafted it with my and the council passed it. And so we're about to really implement that in a big way. But what would be helpful is at the same time, if we the real change is going to be when we pass an ordinance that really facilitates the big professional grow operations like in Colorado. That's the big dollars, the big jobs, and that will naturally, I think you'll see the big home grow operations evaporate. But because they're very difficult to get at, because again, they're protected by state law, and we have to be very careful and respect people's rights and due process. You know, this is not like in other countries where you just march in like stormtroopers. We have to be very careful and methodical in how we go about this. So that can be a very tedious process, which again is why I think if we just have market forces, if we pass a reasonable regulation that invites the professional operations that the market will naturally gravitate to the more professional, where the products are in a better environment and more tested and so on.
But, you know, a lot of people will argue with you and say, you know, more product out there, more reasons for kids, underage kids maybe, to consume all those edibles and maybe overdose. I mean, there's a lot of issues. You said crime was lower, but there's other issues like that. What do you
yes.
think about that?
Well, yes, reefer madness is alive and well. There are those that fear that marijuana is a gateway drug and so on and so forth. And I think Jody and Adam and Carol are in that group. They're Nixonian law and order Republicans, quote unquote. I guess you would say Trumpian today. And they really want to shut it down. They believe that, I guess, the weed is at the root of all evil. I don't believe that. And while certainly we wouldn't have access to children, we wouldn't have that. It's just like with alcohol. I mean, we'll have all those rules. You know, you'll have to be of age, just like you do now. These marijuana dispensaries aren't selling to anybody
right.
that doesn't have a medical marijuana card.
Okay, well, thank you. You know what? I only have one more question, but we've got to sign off in just a second. Any chance you're going to tell me who you're going to endorse for governor?
I'm supporting Gretchen Whitmer proudly. She's from this area. She did a great job in the legislature. She shares our values, and I think she'll make a great governor.
Okay, one more question. Are you going to miss being mayor of Lansing?
Of course. It was the greatest job that one could imagine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, that was Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero joining us live on WKAR. It is 8:51.